It is no secret. The Great Recession took a huge toll on the population of Michigan. Our state population dropped for six straight years, finally leveled out from 2010-2011, and then increased slightly from 2011 to 2012. For many cities and many neighborhoods, the post-recession challenge is getting new life, new residents back into vacant homes. One Detroit neighborhood is succeeding in that challenge, the Grandmont-Rosedale area. It's actually made up of five smaller areas on Detroit's west side. They're attracting new homeowners. And the Grandmont-Rosedale Development Corporation reports that of the last 25 homes sold in the area, 14 were bought by suburbanites moving into the city. So we wanted to find out what neighborhoods all around Michigan can learn from Grandmont-Rosedale. As we say hello to Tom Godiris, he's the executive director of the Grandmont-Rosedale Development Corporation. Tom, give us a sense of how well homes are selling in Grandmont-Rosedale.
Well, they're selling very quickly. One of the things that our organization does is purchase vacant houses, renovates them, and then sells them to new homeowners. And we're finding buyers for our homes really as soon as we can get them finished. So I would say that if a home is renovated and or even just move-in ready, there are buyers lined up to buy those homes.
And you're getting folks from not just other Detroit neighborhoods, but from the suburbs as well?
Yes. So it surprised us a little bit, too, I'd say. In the last few years, a lot of our buyers are people looking to move into Detroit. Some people maybe were once in Detroit and moved away and are moving back. Others are just attracted by the idea of being part of the revitalization of the city.
Are these older folks? Are they empty nesters? Are they young couples beginning their lives? What's a typical buyer, or is there a typical buyer?
Not necessarily a typical buyer, but there are a lot of our buyers are younger people, singles, couples, and young families who are want to move into the city, want to be part of Detroit. And one of the exciting things that I see is that our buyers are now reaching out to their friends and their acquaintances, and they're helping us market the neighborhood themselves. You know, so they're bringing more people like them, think like them, and want to be part of the city and part of a diverse community.
I'm curious how you meet, Tom, the challenges in selling your neighborhood, especially in Detroit, because we all know there's that perception that people are fleeing Detroit, that city services aren't available, police don't come. When you call, how do you combat that perception?
In terms of our community, we have active neighborhood residents who are trying to address all of those issues the best we can. You know, I think people understand that there are challenges of moving into Detroit. I think a lot of folks are seeing that the value that they can buy in a house in a neighborhood like ours, there's a trade-off there. They may, pay a little extra on certain things, but they're getting so much house for their money. But I would say that our typical buyer, they don't view themselves as someone who lives in the suburbs. They want to be part of the city, and they see the future of Detroit as brighter and the future of the region as needing a strong central city.
Now, Grandmont-Rosedale Development Corporation, your group, is really getting credit for getting out there and marketing the neighborhood. We wanted to share your story, Tom, and what's being done in Grandmont-Rosedale so other cities and neighborhoods in Michigan could learn from what you're finding that works. I guess I'm wondering what advice would you give to folks listening, other neighborhoods and other cities and parts of Michigan about developing that brand and marketing themselves?
I think if you're marketing anything, whether it's a neighborhood or a product or anything, you have to figure out what are the real strengths and assets of your community and what is the appeal that your neighborhood has when compared to other choices that people have about where they want to move and where they want to live. And then just really focus in on that message and make sure that, you know, people understand it and know about who you are and what you have to offer. I mean, we still, in our neighborhood, have that problem of the general perception of the city. And so folks come and see our neighborhood and they say, oh, you know, I didn't know there was such a nice neighborhood in Detroit. Mm. And so you're still kind of combating the general perception that might be out there in the media. So you have to make sure that people understand what is it about your community that is unique and what gives it a high quality of life and what would make that a good choice for that home buyer.
Tom Godiris, the executive director of the Grandmont Rosedale Development Corporation. Thanks for talking with us today, Tom.